Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague Gregory Coppola, Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're speculating on the Harris campaign early moments, and because of the transition from one week Mr. Biden is running, the next he's not, there's not been opportunity for Harris and her campaign staff to prepare speeches. We expect them in the future. But Europe, China is a threat, and Ukraine is a burden on Europe and the United States. It has to do with Russia and the ambition of Russia sentimentally to secure Ukraine, or at least the eastern part of Ukraine called Nova Russia. Gregory, from the endorsement that President Biden gave Ms. Harris, and Ms. Harris saying, "I'm with Joe, his policy," we can expect a continuation of the Ukraine policy of feeding weapon systems in with caveats. Do you see any other difference between them?
No, except that the continuation of U.S. military equipment and technology and funding support for Ukraine is running out of steam. It's not producing military victories in the field. That's still, you know, looking like a loss to Russia. So, yes, I think that if Vice President Harris became President Harris, I think we'd see a continuation of that policy. But the reality is that the war is over. She could take the opportunity, if her advisors so suggested, to draw back from that war, come to a settlement in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and come out of it as a peacemaker of some sort, albeit with a significant loss of territory by the Western Ukrainian government. That would be the end of President Zelensky, of course, but that's not something which most Ukrainian officials or generals are worried about. So, yes, I think there's not enough time between now and the election for Kamala Harris to come up with a new policy. She has to stick with the administration she was part of and take credit for whatever that's worth in terms of Ukraine, in terms of Gaza and other things, because she hasn't got time to formulate a new policy. So basically, these policies have been proven to be fairly bankrupt. So what's she going to come up with of a substantive nature is difficult to foresee. She was given one job as vice president, and that was to bring some sense of order to the U.S. southern border, and that has not yet happened. She keeps saying that the reason she didn't visit the border area itself to see the weight of the problem was that she was trying to stop the illegal migration at the root cause. And to a degree, some of that is true. She did go down to some Central American countries, but basically the new Panamanian government, for example, the day it began office, signed a deal with the Department of Homeland Security to block the illegal trafficking coming up from the south into Panama and then transiting through the north en route to the United States. So some things have been done. I don't believe that the vice president had any part to play in that whatsoever. I think Secretary Mayorkas did have a role to play, and they did start signing some meaningful agreements with countries south of the border of the United States. But she's not got time to come up with a new policy. But what she has to do, and she'll probably start to do it at the Democratic convention and perhaps in a debate, is show that she has a grasp of real numbers, because she has never yet once said anything as vice president of any policy substance. She hasn't cited any facts correctly. So what we have to see now, if she is to maintain credibility for the election, is to come up with a coherent speech, which will obviously be written for her, but she must stick to a serious text if she's going to get this message across. Already, she has the advantage of not being Joe Biden, but she has the disadvantage of being someone who has been consistently ridiculed for the past 4 years, including by the man who made her, the former California Senator Willie Brown, in the California legislature, who really gave her a start through all of her positions in the justice system and in politics, including the Senate seat. So he's responsible for getting her to the national stage. But even he basically has said, when she tried to run for the presidency earlier, was that the joke had gone as far as it could go. So he has no faith in her on the national stage. So essentially, although I think the fact that she's not Joe Biden will allow her to attract a few more Democratic votes, is still not enough to give a decisive ticket to the Democratic Party. It may just cause it not to lose so badly.
Quickly, Gregory, we have a minute here before we turn to other matters. The allies, Australia I'm thinking of because you're an Australian national, they'll want to know all these things between now and the election. Is that correct, or are they going to just wait for the vote finally? Or do they want to know the foreign policy?
Yeah, right now they're winging it because they're even more in the dark than we are in the United States. The Australian government in particular.
Seconds. We have 30 seconds.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Australian government in particular has assigned the former Prime Minister, Conservative Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, to be its point man with the Trump campaign. So this means that they think that Trump is going to win. I don't think they've changed their view on that with the withdrawal of President Biden.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.